My name is Shauna Schultz, and I am a food service worker.
Schultz works in Carson Hall, one of the U of O dorm buildings.
I supervise students, teach them rules of the kitchen, and we service our guests and also maintain a very safe environment for our students.
Schultz has been working here for 4 years, about 30 hours a week. She loves her job, and she loves working with students.
Everybody will go in the dish room, they'll mop the floor, and we do it together, and we're not complaining, and they're not saying, oh, chewing their gum, I got to get out of here. There's no way I'm going to clean those dishes. That just does not happen here. And so it shows that they really have a focus on their education and being part of a team.
Schultz needs this job. She's a single mom. Her son has autism. It's hard to find good childcare.
He's not as independent as another child, as another 9-year-old boy would be at his same age.
Schultz's schedule is different each week, which can make it challenging. She's barely able to make ends meet with her current pay.
If I don't work a certain amount of hours, then it is a struggle, and I am going to have to apply for some food assistance.
Schultz says it would be a dream come true if the minimum wage went up to $15 an hour. She makes a little more than the state minimum. She's concerned about the possibility that the new contract might include a boost in the cost of health care coverage.
It would be excruciating because just as it is, it seems to be a good balance with the health care. I'm able to kind of say it's expensive, I could forego it and have a little more money in my pocket, but hey, wait, let's keep it because it's just right there on the cusp of too much with the co-pays.
All 7 of Oregon's public universities are in contract talks with their classified workers, represented by the Service Employees International Union, Local 503. The union wants cost of living raises for its workers. Di Saunders is a spokeswoman for Oregon Public University Management.
We very much understand and value the incredible impact that the classified staff have on our institutions. We know that we can't operate our institutions properly without them.
But Saunders says universities don't get as much money from the state as they used to.
Any time that we look at salary increases for any of our employees, we do have to balance what does this mean to students and student tuition against how can we be as fair and equitable to all of our employees, whether they're faculty or staff?
Union members say they've weathered the recession along with the universities, getting by without cost of living raises. And it's time, now that the state has given higher ed funding a boost, to pass that on to workers. But Saunders says that money needs to go to student programs. Contract talks are underway this week. Depending on the outcome, the union may talk strike. A vote won't come until September. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.